Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. My name is Jude Johnson, and I'm a licensed therapist and mindfulness meditation teacher. This is episode number 13, Letting Go of Comparison in a Culture that Keeps Score. This episode explores how comparing ourselves to others can get in the way of us living our best lives. How many times have you changed your mind about what's important to you because someone else had a negative opinion? Marcus Aurelius puts it this way: we love ourselves more than other people, but we care about their opinion more than our own. Following the talk, there will be a guided meditation. And I really appreciate how many people are listening to the show. And if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and give me a rating so other people can benefit from the show as well. Now, if you think back on your life, especially when you were younger, maybe even a kid, almost everyone can recall a time when something that they really liked, maybe a new toy, a hairstyle, maybe a new shirt, maybe you got something that you thought was really cool, really awesome, only to later be mocked for your choices, and then for you to want to change the shirt, the haircut, or the new thing that you purchased or that you were given by somebody, and maybe that thing ended up in the trash because you really believed someone else's opinion more than you believed your own. And that can really be a vital part of being mindful, is trusting ourselves, seeing if we can give ourselves permission to really appreciate and like the things that matter to us without being so swayed by what other people think. Because you know what? If it matters to you, it's important. If you like it, it's important. And yes, it can be difficult when other people criticize us for our tastes or our preferences, but in the end, it's up to us to decide what really matters most to us. As I mentioned, I'm going to mention this quote again by Marcus Aurelius. He says that we love ourselves more than other people, but we care about their opinion more than our own. And we compare ourselves to other people all the time. Even think about your own social network. How often do you kind of think about how other people are doing that are friends of yours or acquaintances or people that you work with, and you look at their life and you compare it to yours and think about where you might be lacking? And maybe if you don't do this in your own social circle, you look at other people maybe that are well known and think, oh boy, if only my life was like their life, then I would be happy. If I just had this or I just had that, then I could be okay. And maybe a sense of jealousy arises. We see other people that have things that we don't have, and it makes us feel insecure. I'd like to use the example of Lyndon Johnson, otherwise known as LBJ, one of our previous presidents. And ironically, even though he was the president of the United States, he was still insecure about the fact that he didn't attend an Ivy League school. He was convinced that this was an injustice because he grew up poor and couldn't afford schools like Harvard or Yale. And, you know, this really seems pretty ridiculous considering that he was the president of the United States. And he was still too trusting and too suspicious of people around him whose credentials were what he perceived to be better than his, even though he was the president. And he wasn't really harmed by being poor or having a lack of education. He was really harmed by his own perceptions that he was lacking, that he was not enough because of his comparison with other people. You know, when we think that we're deficient in some way or that we're lacking in some way, we begin to suffer. We begin to pay more attention to what we don't have rather than to pay attention to what our skills are. I love what Seneca says. He says that we suffer more in imagination than in reality. And all this means is that we like to make up stories about what we're missing in our lives because of perhaps of what other people have. You know, Epicurus says it this way, it's not the things that upset us, it's our opinions about them that does. We come up with opinions, just like other people have opinions about our tastes and preferences that we may take right to heart and somehow convince ourselves that the way I'm seeing this is wrong. But I would encourage you to really pay attention to what your gut instincts are telling you. Many people ignore what their gut instincts are telling them and listen and overthink things. And when I say listen, we're perhaps listen to other people a little bit too much, or we gather too many opinions to see what is the right direction, and perhaps ignoring a sense of what is the right decision for us to make. And you might even recognize this in your own body. I mean, how many times have you been invited out to an event or to go somewhere and you thought, boy, initially it just didn't feel right. There was some gut feeling about how you should probably stay put and work on the things that you intended to, or spend the evening the way you wanted to. You had some plans, and then you thought, well, I can't think of a good reason not to go. They really want me to go. Maybe people will be upset if I don't attend. They'll be disappointed. And you decided to go anyway, only to later discover that that was not the right choice, perhaps because you ignored that gut feeling. And I want to make it clear that our bodies are intelligent as well. It's not just the thinking mind that can make the best decisions. Our bodies are processing all kinds of information unconsciously, and sometimes, you know, we can ignore that information and then convince ourselves that things really need to be a different way. This is called self-delusion. And it's so easy to do. We can come up with information to support just about any perception that we want to, and we can be easily steered off course by other people who have an opinion that's different of ours. We also can get steered off course by, you know, that comparison that I was talking about earlier. When we're overly focused on the accomplishments of other people, or we're overly focused on what they have and that what we are lacking, then we've ceased to focus on our own trajectory, our own goals, and we're kind of having split attention. We can't really accomplish the things that we want to in our own lives when we're overly focused on what is going on with other people, especially if we think that somehow they're better than us, that we're deficient in some way. And if we believe that, then we're right. I believe it was Henry Ford that said, whether you think that you're right or think that you're wrong, you're right. So no matter what you believe, your perception is your reality. So how do we pull ourselves away from over-comparing? I think it's fine for us, on one hand, to admire the accomplishments and successes of other people, but to remember that they're not living your life, that the race that you're in isn't a race at all, it's your life, and you really only get one. So if you can focus your attention and your energies on where you are right now, and then begin to meditate on, where do I want to be? And what steps am I taking today to get myself to where I want to be? That's the best comparison. Okay, so I set myself some goals, and then I begin to work on those things, and then I notice, how am I progressing from where I was at yesterday? Now, maybe that's more of a healthy comparison. Where was I at yesterday? Where am I at today? And that kind of comparison can just look more factually at our lives to see where we've been, where we're going, and are we doing the things that we set out to do? That's a good comparison. And instead of striving to be like other people or striving to accomplish all these goals that we want to make a reality in our lives, maybe instead of striving to do these things, we can open up to the possibility that they can occur with consistent dedication towards our goals rather than looking for the evidence right now. Oh, it still hasn't happened yet. You know, stay the course. Consistency and discipline can accomplish so much more for us in our lives than striving and feeling that we don't have enough or that we're lacking or that we're not living up to the kind of life that other people are living. We don't know the advantages that they may have in their life, the opportunities that they may have, and we don't know the suffering and the difficulties that they may have had to go through to get to where they're at in their lives. So I just invite you to let go of this idea of being in a rat race, because in the end, it's just about living our lives. It's about appreciating life in this moment and being mindful of what we have rather than being focused on what we don't have, so that maybe we can stop suffering because of what we are imagining and start to see things a little bit more clearly. And I think that's where mindfulness can help, is where we can stop, we can take some conscious breaths, we can observe what's going on in this moment and begin to let go of the opinions. We can even ask ourselves when we start to compare ourselves to other people is whether or not what we are believing is really true. Is there any chance what we are believing is not true? And what would it be like if I didn't hold this belief? What might I believe then? And many times we don't know what it would feel like to let go of that belief. But if we open up to the possibility that it is possible to let go, we may begin to see something different. We may begin to see things with fresh eyes. So I know it's difficult. I fall into the comparison trap as well. I look around at other people and see what's going on in their lives, and it's easy to think that I'm not enough or I'm not doing enough or I could be doing more. And it's so helpful for me to remember that I am not in a competition with other people. You know, life is not a competition. Life is about being present so that we can enjoy the things that matter most to us now. So I would encourage you to use mindfulness as a tool to appreciate what you do have, to have gratitude for this moment, and to pour your energy into taking care of yourself, working on the goals that matter to you, and just asking yourself the question, what does really matter to me? How much of what is important to me is really what other people think is important? To ask ourselves that question, am I allowing other people's opinions to be the most important thing in my life? Am I looking deeply within to see what matters to me? And I believe that mindfulness as well as meditation can be one of these tools that helps us look more deeply inside ourselves to discover that. Now, don't be hard on yourself if it's not easy to let go of comparison. You know, this is really just a human quality, and mindfulness and being attentive to our lives is one way for us to begin to undo this kind of trap. So I want to invite you guys to transition now into a meditation. So you're invited now to just to find a position that is comfortable, yet awake and alert. You may even choose to lie down during the meditation. to make sure that you turn off notifications and to just be really present. And we'll begin by just bringing awareness to the body, noticing where it's connected to the surface beneath you. Letting the body be just as it is. Making space and room for your experiences to be just as they are. Perhaps allowing the body to soften. Anywhere the body will soften without forcing or trying to make it happen. And then gently, kindly moving awareness to the body breathing. Noticing the body sitting here, lying here, and watching the subtle movements that occur as you breathe in and out. And then allowing awareness to just be with the breath, noticing where you can detect the breath most distinctly, the nostrils, the back of the throat, the chest, the belly. Just listen to and follow this breath. Seeing if you can be aware of the full in-breath and the full out-breath as you're present. Notice where the mind goes when it doesn't want to be with the breath. Without resisting, just acknowledge what comes up in the mind. And then invite yourself gently, kindly, to come back to this breath, this moment. Gently bringing to mind what's brought you here. What's brought you here to meditate, to listen, to check in? What is important? Perhaps it's to be happy, peaceful, safe, loved, free, confident. Perhaps it's to feel enough. Whatever it is, see if you can whisper it to yourself in your mind. May I be, may I feel, and fill in the blank or blanks that make sense for you. Happy, peaceful, safe, loved, free. Softly letting go of these intentions and bringing awareness gently back to the breath. Noticing the soft touch of the breath. I want to invite you to reflect for a moment on a time where you've noticed that you were comparing. Perhaps comparing yourself to others. And to just notice for a moment and recognize how the body and mind feel when you're comparing. Is there a sense of tightness, constriction in the body and the mind in both? How do you respond? See if you can just acknowledge and allow these thoughts and feelings to be as they are without doing anything about it. Perhaps just notice how this feeling of comparison lives inside the body. And rather than trying to push away, fix, or solve, just observe. What is it like when I notice? Being curious about the sensations in the body, or if this seems not accessible, maybe there's nothing coming up, just rest with the breath. Just feel it come in and out. But if there is an example that's present where you're comparing, and you're aware of this feeling or sensation that's occurring in the body about the comparison, you're invited to ask yourself, what is this feeling believing? Is it believing that I'm better than the other person? That I am not as good? That there's something wrong or deficient about me? And if there is a belief that emerges that really feels true, then I want you to ask some more questions. If a lot of different things are coming up, just rest with breathing. But if something is here, ask yourself, is this belief really, really true? Is it 100% true? Is there any chance what I'm believing is not true? And what might it feel like if I didn't hold this belief? What might I feel then? Softly letting go of these questions, letting go of this inquiry about a time where you were comparing. Invite yourself to let go and to just breathe. Just feeling the breath flow in and out. Just riding the waves of the breath moment to moment. Noticing when the mind is pulled away. And inviting yourself to come back again and again to this breath. Gently moving awareness away from the breath and bringing attention now to the oval of the face, the skin of the face. Being curious about what you're able to sense, notice warmth, coolness, tingling. If possible, allow the face to be at ease. Unhinge the muscles of the jaw. seeing if you can allow the tongue to relax to its base. Noticing. Perhaps noticing the eyes. If the eyes are closed, noticing the eyelids. Seeing if you can allow the eyes to be soft. Noticing the cheeks, lips, chin. Letting the face be. Breath by breath, you're invited to bring awareness down into the space of the shoulders. Noticing what you can hear. Imagine the shoulders are like blocks of ice slowly melting to water, becoming more fluid and flexible. Letting them be. Imagining the water is evaporating, turning to gas as the shoulders become even lighter. Letting be. Breath by breath, allowing the attention and awareness to settle down into the space of the hands. What are you able to sense and feel here in the hands? Warmth, coolness, tingling, changing sensations. See if you can allow the hands to be open, receptive, softening. And then gently, kindly bringing awareness back to the breath. Just watching the breath flow in and out. You're invited now, if you would, to allow the corners of the lips to turn upward slightly in just a subtle smile. Notice how the face feels. Notice what occurs in the body and the mind as you have this gentle smile. If this doesn't work for you or you don't wish to smile, just notice the breath. There's no need to judge or criticize, there's just noticing. And if you are smiling in this moment, you're invited to expand the smile to include the corners of the eyes, allowing the corners of the eyes to crinkle so that you're really smiling through the eyes. Allowing this expression to occur across the face and to notice how the body and the mind feel smiling. You may wish to remain smiling, or you may wish to allow the face to be at ease. And then allow the spotlight of attention to return once again to breathing, just witnessing this breath flow in and out. And now I'll share a poem by Rumi. He writes, "Very little grows on jagged rock. Be grounded, be crumbled, so wild flowers will come up where you are. You've been stony for too many years. try something different. Surrender. Now give yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently as you bring awareness to the space around you. I hope that you all have enjoyed this show, and please don't hesitate to reach out to ask me questions, to contact me at jude@akeenmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast, give me a rating so other people can find the show as well. I'm going to leave you with a quote by Pema Chodron. She says, "If we learn to open our hearts, anyone, including the people who drive us crazy, can be our teacher." Keep practicing. Please keep listening. Take care. Till next time.